Telefunds Instant News, bringing you up-to-the-weekend reports on what's happening in the phone world and beyond. Because there's more to life than news, weather, and gophers.
Hello, good day and good listening. This is Telefund News reporter Bob Hollyfun. And wait a minute. That sounds on the gay side. I don't know if I want that. That doesn't sound too good, sir.
Well, how about Bob 123 Fun?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, thanks a lot. That's better. Okay, this is Bob 123 Fun. And here's the news, what's happening up to the week of August 8th, 1985. In phone entertainment news, the REC telephone network has changed their numbers again, like usual. Okay, it's 407-1111 for the left side, and 407-1112 for the right side. And for the input, it's 407-1113, and for the auxiliary line, it's 407-1REC. And the 994-411 stays the same. Thank goodness I got a local number on there. In other phone world news, Feedback Telephone Network is gearing up for their 8th anniversary kickoff season premiere. About time. That guy never changes his tape anyway, man. I can't believe it. But Mr. Feedback's currently looking for callers to phone in and talk with him about Feedback and his 8th year history. Mr. Feedback will be looking for people who've been calling for some time, I guess like me, but he never plays my comments like usual. I can figure that out, knowing him. And as well as new callers also, which is cool. So then he can collect interviews of history of the Feedback for 8 years of telephone entertainment. Brian will be answering live during the random hours for the week of Sunday, August 11th through Saturday, 17th. I figure he'll hang up on me if I call him, knowing that guy. You can talk to him on the output lines at 818-348-8888 for the West Valley and 818-780-7000 calling for the East Valley. All conversations with Brian will be recorded for possible airplay on Feedback's 8th-year anniversary tape. This stuff never ends, I'll tell you. Okay, three great guys I got to have for their birthday congratulations coming up. Nino Telefon on August 10th, Paul Mack on August 9th, and Rich Calcom August 15th. Man. Can't believe it, he'll be 17 years old, that guy. That's incredible. Man. Okay, and the major line, two of the major line runners get a real hearty congratulations on their birthday, and you can guess who the minor line runner is. So if you can guess who he is, then you can send him your own congratulations. And now back to the studio with Paul Mack and with a condition on Mr. Fun.
I'm not doing the story on Mr. Fun. Brian's doing it, you geek.
Sorry, you stupid idiot. I thought you were supposed to have all this stuff. You know, I had to take the bus all the way from Hollywood to get this thing. This is outrageous, man. Never again, I tell you. Never again, man. I feel like a complete fool, I'm telling you.
Bob, you're not a complete fool. You're just illiterate, you schmuck.
I certainly am.
And now for that update on the condition of Mr. Fun, here's Instant News correspondent Brian W. Feedback. Brian?
Well, Paul, I'm inside of the recovery room here at Pacific General Hospital where Mr. Fun is clinging to his life after a very touch-and-go operation to remove a very large slug from his garden. From his body.
Well, Brian, tell me, do you think there's any chance of scamming an interview with Major Fun at this time?
Well, Paul, to tell you the truth, at this time he seems to be unconscious and, well, half dead. But, what the hell? Let's give it a try. Mr. Fun! Nino, buddy, it's me, Brian W. Feedback. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hold it right there, Mac.
No, I'm Brian, Max the Weasley guy back in the studio with the Bob Hope voice. Who are you?
Kenyon. Inspector Kenyon. Private investigator in the Fun case. I need to ask him some questions.
Now, wait a minute. This is my scoop.
Brian, what's the problem? What's going on?
I've got some private dick here trying to horn in on my interview.
I'm not too crazy about that slang, Mac. Joe, show Mr. Feedback here to cafeteria, will you?
Come with me, Mr. Feedback.
It's Feedback, and I don't want to go to the cafeteria. It's tapioca day.
This way, Feedback.
It's Feedback. Hey, my microphone.
Brian, speak to me, Broman. Hey, what's going on over there? Brian, what's happening, dude?
Just hold tight there, pal. I gotta ask Fun here some questions. Hey, Fun. Can you hear me? Fun, if you can hear me, touch the buttons on this phone once for no and twice for yes. Hey, terrific. Now, tell me, Who shot you? Okay. I'll make it easier for you, all right? You see this list? Good. Well, we've narrowed down the suspects to just these four. Have all four of these characters been on the color collage? Okay, all right. Now, have all four of these been heard on other lines? Great. Did all four win an Audi award? No, huh? Was it only one of these four that didn't? Okay. The one that didn't win wanted to in the future. Is that right? That's what I thought. So, that poison didn't shoot you, correct?
Hey, this is Paul Mack from Telefunk's Instant News over there. I mean, what's going on? Come on, buddy. We don't have all day. This is supposed to be a 30-minute tape. Hello?
Well, I've successfully managed to eliminate another name in this list of suspects.
Oh, really? Who?
Your sixth clue. Of the four remaining suspects, only one has never won an Artie Award. Can you guess who? If so, scratch that name from your list and join us next week for clue number 7 in the continuing mystery of Who Shot Mr. Fun? For Telefun Instant News, this has been Can You Guess Who?